Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?
Welcome to this episode of Fathers of the Grind. My name's Tim Nestor, here with Derek Teague. Good evening, Derek.
I feel like I'm on like a professional show with that intro. Good evening.
It's really funny how we are professional. You're not wearing a shirt. I wouldn't mind it if you muted your camera. Whatever. It's fine. Either way.
Yours is muted, apparently, because all I see is our Fathers of the Grind gaming podcast emblem.
Oh, well, good. Good. I don't want you to have to see this, okay?
I don't want to have to see that.
All right, so we are right in the middle of the summer. Of course, there's not a ton of games coming out right now, so we wanted to take a look at the first half of the year so far, and so we'll go through the top scoring games of the year, which ones that we liked, and even though Derek is admittedly not as into games right now as he used to be at the moment, he still has played most of the big hitters, which is funny.
Yes.
So I think most of these we'll be able to chime in on, except for stuff like DJ Max Respect, you know, or Full Metal Furies. Yeah, these are games that scored really high in Metacritic, but you and I won't know anything about. And that's fine. That's totally fine. But before we get there, let's talk about stuff we've been playing recently. I am at the very end of Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds. It's a really cool Zelda game. I highly recommend that you go to the menu screen and check it out and then turn it off. You'll love it.
I did. I actually bought it the day it came out, which I remember when it came out because it came out when the Xbox One released.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yep.
And so I bought that game and I put it in my 3DS XL and I played it for about 30 minutes and I was like, okay, don't care.
Oh, you got past the menu. Well done.
Yeah,
well
done. I did.
It is very, very similar to its predecessor, Link to the Past. Plays almost identically to it. You get a lot of the same tools, but they do things differently. You go in whatever order you want because you can rent any items that you want, that kind of thing. Exploration is a little bit different because the way you travel between the dark and light worlds, but the core of it's the same thing where you start out collecting three things, then a big major event happens, and now you have to go collect seven or eight things. That's kind of the way it works. So there's a bunch of dungeons and very clever, very, very charming game. I really like it a lot. Still playing through The Witcher 3 a bit, really getting into Gwent as well. I've got way farther in the Gwent card game in The Witcher 3 than I did before, so I finally tried the Gwent beta, which is on PS4. That game needs to be on phones, though. This is one of the few times that I'll say this. I know that Derek likes to call me DLC, but I'm not really into playing a ton of games on my phone. Pretty much just Pokemon Go and a couple little puzzle games here and there, maybe. But my kids play my phone a lot more than I do when it comes to games. But if they put Gwent on the phone, then I'm in. That's a perfect
place. Why
don't
they just put it on the Switch?
Switch would be great, too. It needs to be in a portable mode. Like, it's not the kind of... I don't necessarily want to play a card game on the big screen. So, anyway, all that to say, they added some cool wrinkles. I don't know if you played it or not, but they add a whole bunch of additional abilities, even the ability to attack. So, it's a little more like Hearthstone than before, but it still feels like Gwent, the way that you play your cards and the way you've got three different rows. So anyway, it's very fun. And they added little animations to it that are cool. The cards are actually all animated now. So it's just very...
I played it when it was in the preview program on Xbox.
Okay, yeah. So it's definitely not for everybody, but if you like card games, I recommend it. I will definitely play it if it's on mobile or Switch. I'll probably play it a little bit more on the PS4, but not a lot. And then, of course, a little bit more through Octopath. I think I've got the third character now. But my son's been occupying the Switch for most of the time playing Mario plus Rabbids. So I haven't had as much access to that one. Plus, it's been a pretty busy week going to a conference and stuff. And I will say this: I went to a digital marketing conference and discovered that I've got an addiction to swag. I've discovered
swag.
Yeah, the stuff we all get. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so when you go from table to table, you got all these different vendors that are trying to get your company's business, and they have the program for you to finally take your business to the next level. There's like 40 tables, And they're all giving out everything from travel mugs to hats to little fidget spinners and stuffed animals and bookmarks and all kinds of crazy stuff. So this is now my new favorite water bottle. Check this one out. Look at that.
I can't check it out. You are still an emblem.
I told my wife I'd get it for her, but I tried it one day and now I haven't stopped using it. I'm supposed to give it to her. But it's really, really good.
It's okay to be selfish.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so that's what I've learned about myself this week is I've got a problem and all my coworkers kind of laughed about it, but I think they were all secretly embarrassed and no one wanted to stand beside me. And I don't care. That's fine. That's fine. I don't mind being alone with my bags full of stuff that I got for free. It's fine.
You're going shopping for your kid's birthday.
I brought it home and I just unload the bags and start handing stuff out to the family. That's really what happens. Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
So that's what I've been doing this week. What about you? Have you had any time to game or are you kind of occupied with other things? I mean, we played Rocket League the other night. That was fun.
We did. I had a lot of fun doing that. We played Rocket League. I still play Rocket League on my own a lot. As far as other games, I booted up. I actually bought Prey on PC because it was $10. I already owned it on PS4. And of course, I like booted it up and started playing it on PC. And then I was like, "Well, let me go see where I am on PS4." Sure enough, I'm 10 hours in. So I'm like, "Well, do you really want to start it over?" So I'm actually trying to find out if I can continue my PS4 playthrough, but I'm lost, so I don't know if I can.
Yeah, you probably have to start over.
If I'm lost and I cannot figure this out, then I will just start it over on PC. And try to, it's one of those games that's bothered me. It's like Mad Max where it's like, I enjoyed it while I played it, but there's things about it that piss me off that I always leave it. And then I try to come back and it's always a pain in the butt to try to come back. And so Mad Max is actually the other one that I booted up on PC that I'm 8 hours into. And this is on PC. And I think I got like 8 hours into it on PS4 too. So I put a lot of time in Mad Max. I just haven't gone anywhere.
Yep.
But I booted that one up and I was getting frustrated again because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know anything.
For me with Mad Max, there was a point where your car gets strong enough that it can really do damage to other cars and really quickly. And then it got really fun. You get the grappling hook and start rocketing through the other cars. Then it got fun, but it took a little while for me to get there.
Yeah. I just think Mad Max to me is the type of game I would absolutely love, but for some reason, even though again I probably put 15 plus hours into my two versions of it or two copies of it total, I always get frustrated or just don't feel like playing it. And there are things about it that are annoying, but
yes,
I do love the car combat. I think the driving is awesome. I think the world's cool. We've talked about that game before. I like it. So
I mean, the melee combat's fine, right? It's got the counter system like the Batman games, so it's fine.
Yeah. So I like it, but right now I think I'm going to try to focus on Prey.
Okay.
I'm hoping my PS4 version, I can beat it, because I know I got pretty far, because I remember I took a vacation week last year, and I focused a lot of my energy and time on Prey, and then I remember getting frustrated because I got stuck. Because I had no ammo and I didn't know where I was going and I just kept dying and I was like, I'm done with this game. But again, it's one of those games that it bothers me and I just sit there and look at it and I'm like, you got 10 hours in. Like, you need to finish this. So I'm going to try to figure out if I can. If I can't, then I'll play it in 4K. and then the other thing I started up again was Jade Empire on the Xbox One X.
There you go.
That game is in 4K on the Xbox One X. I like it better than my PC copy because my PC copy is all screwed up. It doesn't work right. So this is actually a game that works better on the Xbox One X. Dude, always yawning.
You were boring yourself. That's how bad that was.
Yeah, talk about Jade Empire.
Like, when is this guy going to finish?
This guy is ridiculous. But yeah, so Mad Max. What was the first one? Prey, and then Jade Empire. Probably
okay.
Three games.
Those are good, man. That's a good collection right there. That's
play
not bad.
Around with, but I would like to play Vampire. I actually told Jesse White that I was like, I'd like to continue my playthrough of Vampire now that I've finished a few of the other games that were in my backlog. You've got that on PC?
You got Vampire on PC?
Yeah. 4K, bro. 4K.
4K. That 4K life.
I don't do the fake 4K that the PS4 Pro does. Mm. I do the real 4K.
Yeah. Congratulations. I'm not sure how to respond to that. Well done. I'm impressed. People like you more because of it. Is that good? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, sure. I mean, your opinion doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's what I needed. Well, so speaking of, you know, some open world games, Far Cry 5, Lost on Mars DLC arrived last week. I hadn't even paid attention to this, but boy, the reviews on that are coming back pretty mediocre. They're saying it's right around the between 4 and 6 hour range of campaign, and that it does nothing new. In some cases, it's even just worse. So not necessarily a home run for the Far Cry 5 folks, but if you loved that game, and I really did like it a lot, then there you go. There's some DLC for you, especially if you got the season pass. Why not? Why not go get it? Go play it.
Yeah, I still like to play that game co-op. So
yeah. I mean, the idea there is that the pilot, Nick, what's his name? Whatever the pilot's name is. I think the idea there is that he goes out to space and there's battle. You battle Far Cry style on Mars. I think that's what it seems like. So just kind of ridiculous Far Cry stuff.
Yeah.
So that came out last week. That's available now. Go check that out. Also, I thought this was interesting to note. One of my favorite series that has not had an entry in a while. Please, Ubisoft, bring it back. Splinter Cell Conviction. A pretty good entry to that series is now available for free with Games with Gold on Xbox One. It's backwards compatible 360 version of the game.
Yeah.
But it plays and looks great. I highly recommend it. Conviction was a great, great game. So
that's one of them that I started earlier this year and I got over halfway through it and then just stopped.
Yeah. It's a really fun game. And it's very stylized compared to previous Splinter Cell games. They did some cool things with it. I like it a lot. And last but not least, I wanted to share this too, because I am cautiously optimistic about what's happening with No Man's Sky this week. So bear with me for a second.
I kind of want to download it and just see it so I can call it trash again.
So I'm cautiously optimistic, although I'm trying to set realistic expectations that I'll fire it up and be like, well, this is pretty much the same experience. But they have this update that they're calling Next. So No Man's Sky Next. Comes out this week, I believe. It's going to release on the Xbox One, mm-hmm. and also the PS4 and PC will also get these updates. But basically, the idea is that they're adding a whole bunch of features that have been asked for years. This game came out in 2016, right? So 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this before. My kids played it with me a little bit, and they liked going from planet to planet. We named planets after them, and you know the goofy creatures that popped up, we would give them names, but that's pretty much all it was good for. But they're adding things like multiplayer support. So now you can play with friends. You can form a small team or random people and go explore together, which is very needed for a game like this where it is all about exploring. You need to have people to talk with and an adventure with. And they also add a third-person perspective. So I'm hoping it's going to be a little bit Mass Effect Andromeda-esque in terms of the way it looks and feels.
Yeah, but there's not going to be any fun combat, so I'd rather just play it.
Well, there are what they call an assortment of other visual and gameplay improvements. So I don't know that that's going to mean the shooting mechanics are all of a sudden great, but it can't get any worse. They were pretty bad before. So
yeah.
We'll see what the actual gameplay feels like for the combat. It might still just be something that's really only for people who like to explore, but it needs to be better. So hopefully it's better. And they're adding a whole bunch of other features as well. Apparently stuff you can command freighters and whatever else. And starting this week, but then for the next several weeks, Hello Games is going to be launching a series of episodes. What they're calling them episodes, I think. They're mm-hmm. basically these kind of story-based missions that you can expect that will keep rolling out. The idea is to always have something new to play every week, some new missions to go after. So they're trying. You know, it's 2 years later, but they're trying.
Yeah,
so good news for Xbox One owners, this game is finally coming to your system, and hopefully it's gonna be a much better version of that game. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see what that ends up being. All right,
I might download it just so again so I can say next week,
yeah,
trash.
Yeah, total trash, not worth it.
No Man's trash.
Waste of time. All right, so let's talk about Game of the Year Watch 2018. We are more than halfway through 2018 already, which is kind of crazy. But it's good news for those of us who have kids, getting closer to school season, which means kids are going to be heading back to school, not hanging around the house all day, looking to be entertained and fed always. So it's going to be nice for those of us with kids to send them back to school. But that also means that we're getting closer to the holiday season. So for those who are really into gaming, that is a major season for games to come out. But what has come out so far, I want to take a look back for the first 6 months of the year and see the highest scoring games. This is really highest scoring as of last week when I pulled this list. So a couple of games from July snuck in here. So we're going to go through these. We're going to start at the top at number one and work our way down. So pretty much anything scoring above 80 is worth noting. And then I've got a couple of games that are that were major releases that didn't hit the 80 mark. And I just want to mention those real quick, too. So what we'll do is I want us to categorize each of these that I name. Number one, will it be on or should it be on most people's game of the year lists? You know, so maybe it's a GameSpot or an IGN. Is this a game that your outlet should consider? Whether or not we like it, should they consider it? And then, of course, do we think it'll be on our personal one? So that's those two things. Should be on major ones and might be on our personal one. So here we go. Starting at number one, tied for number one, God of War for the PS4. Should that be on most Game of the Year lists?
No, it's overrated trash. Oh,
I knew you were going to say that. Such a
Mark Allen just posted about how amazing and how great God of War was.
And he's right. Can we just say that? He's
it's
correct.
Solid at best. It's solid at best.
You're nuts.
I actually think it deserves to be on both, of course.
Yeah.
I know it's going to win a lot of Game of the Year awards, and I'm not going to be mad. I actually am excited for the new game plus because, like I said, I played the game, I think, majority of it during a bad season for me, so I actually am looking forward to the new game plus. You know, like how I like to go play games again, and I'm hoping that I'll play through it again. We'll see. I might not, but if I do play through it again, I might walk away from it going, okay, this was a great game, I just played it at a bad time.
Well, so that's interesting. I do think that the way that you play games, you might, I have a feeling you're gonna like it a lot more the next time through. So that's happened to you before.
I do. I always enjoy games more when I figure them out. And
it's one that I plan on revisiting just because it's one of my favorite games that I've played in years. I think it's the father-son relationship, I think, is so good. And of course, the moment-to-moment gameplay is a blast as well. So I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's 100% worthy.
I think about the game all the time just because, and I did this before the game came out, so it's not like I changed, you know, how I parent, but I always have called Eli boy, what are you doing, boy? And so every time I say that to him, I think of God of War because I'm like, boy,
make me a sandwich, boy.
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
All right, well, tied at number one there is Celeste. It's kind of this indie darling side-scrolling game that came out on Switch, PC, PS4, Xbox One. The Xbox One version has 94, so I'm just listing the highest version for any games that are multiple console, by the way, in case you're curious about that. I'm not going to list them multiple times.
Yeah.
So Celeste has like a 94, 91, 90, or something like that. Anyway, Celeste, I do think it will be on some, but not all, major outlet Game of the Year things. I can't say whether or not it should be, because with Spider-Man and Shadow of the Tomb Raider and Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Red Dead Redemption 2, Fallout 76, I don't know that it should be on every outlet's list. It will be on mine for now, but it might get kicked off. Right now, it's up there pretty high, but we'll see what happens. I know your answer to this.
It's going to be an indie darling that they put in their top 10. Will it win Game of the Year? No, but it'll be in their top 10. Of course, my answer is no. I'm never even going to play it or try it, so no.
Yeah, totally fair. What about Monster Hunter World? Got a 90. The PS4 and Xbox One versions both got a 90. Do you think this one will be on most outlets' Game of the Year lists?
Yeah, I think it'll be a top 10 game. It's not going to win any of the Game of the Year awards. I think it has a slim shot, very slim shot of making like maybe the 10 spot. For me personally, but I doubt it. I think once we get to the end of the year, I think it'll get destroyed.
At this point, it's a shoo-in for me to make the list.
Bless you.
It's a shoo-in for me to make the list. It's above something like Celeste, for example, but not as high as something like God of War so far. So yeah. But
I put 40 hours into it. So it's not like I barely played it.
I probably put in three times that. Like, I played it a lot longer than you did. I kept going. And I loved it. I loved it.
It got repetitive for me.
Hollow Knight came out on the Switch. This is an interesting one because it was on PC last year already and already got a lot of love. So I doubt it'll be on most outlet lists this year. But if we allow it, and I probably would for at least for the Switch, best Switch games of the year, I think it's got a possibility of making my top 10, at least for just the Switch, if nothing else.
It has zero shot for me. And no, it won't. It'll make the list for top console games, but I think most outlets are gonna say, hey, it came out last year.
I don't think it'll be in the running for overall game of the year. I will say this, it's interesting for those of you who haven't played it, it's an interesting combination, of course, Metroidvania style a little bit, but it's got some Dark Souls components to it as well, in that you can, when you die, you leave all the essentially experience that you've earned at that spot, and you have one chance to go back and recollect it all and then take it back and turn it all in to upgrade. So it's got a little bit of that Souls touch to it that people like. Into the Breach, I think this is a strategy game. It's PC only. That's got 89. It'll be on the PC list. I doubt this will make most outlets game of the year. Same Owlboy, same as Hollow Knight, came out last year on PC, but it is now on all the consoles. I do think it'll hit some of the console lists, and I do think it deserves it. It'll make mine for the Switch, at least. I really liked it, but I think that's as far as it'll get. I know that's not one that you're interested in.
Nope.
But this next one you might be. Pillars of Eternity 2 got an 88 on the PC. Do you think this one will be on lists for Game of the Year?
For PC, yeah, but not
overall.
Not for overall. Yeah. And I liked the 4 or 5 hours I put into Pillars of Eternity, but it's a little too old school for me. Okay. It died off. I was like,
but the second one supposedly is phenomenal. It's got to keep hearing.
Yeah, but the first one was phenomenal.
Yeah, fair enough.
So it's just, I think it's for people that like that old school RPG. It's a little too old school for me. Like, the combat wasn't fun.
Okay. There's this game Subnautica that's out on PC and Xbox One. I'm sorry, I don't know a lot about it, but that's got an 87 on Metacritic. My guess is that it'll be totally ignored. That's my guess. Dragon Ball FighterZ or Fighters on PS4, PC, Xbox One, coming to Switch soon, has an 87. I think this will win a fighting category, but I don't think it'll get much farther than that.
Agreed. Definitely not on my list.
Same score, 87 for Iconoclasts, a game that's on PS4, Vita, and PC. Again, I think that was a kind of a side-scrolling, old-school-looking game. It might rank somewhere in some indie list somewhere, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to move through these next four really pretty quickly. They all have 85s. DJ Max Respect for the PS4, Full Metal Furies on PC and Xbox One, and West of Loathing, a critical darling it's a kind of a stick figure RPG game that's on Switch now that was on PC before, and then Moss for the PlayStation VR headset. So those are all right there in the mid-80s range. I don't think any of those will get real Game of the Year attention.
Yeah, Moss would win like a VR Game of the Year, but that's about it.
Now, these next two are some pretty heavy-hitter JRPGs that some people love and others have zero interest in. One is Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom for PS4, and I believe PC as well. And then, of course, the recent release of Octopath Traveler. Both of these getting an 84. Will either of these be on most Game of the Year lists, and will it be on yours?
No to both being in my top 10, and I think it will be games that will do pretty well in like RPG categories, but not overall top 10.
And maybe Octopath might... Actually, both of them might rank in the top 10 for their own console when it's all said and done, maybe. Right?
Yeah.
Octopath has a chance to land pretty high in my top 10. It just really depends on how this all shakes out. So far, I love it. It's everything I loved about Final Fantasy VI back in the day. We just did our top games of all time. And so far, it's hitting a lot of those same notes. So I really do love it. But we'll see. We'll see if that's just, you know, the wave of nostalgia and, you know, bringing me back to JRPGs and it kind of fades. We'll see. We'll see how it lands. A couple more games I'm going to move through quickly. Sprint Vector, Forgotten, and Frostpunk. These games are all on PC. Sprint Vector and Forgotten Anne also on Xbox One and PS4. I don't have anything to say about these. Anything that you want to say about those? They're unknowns to me, basically. But Yoku's Island Express has gotten a lot of attention. I think that one with the 84 Metacritic will probably get some attention in the indie space. It's on Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. People seem to like that one. Same with The Forest. That's on PC. All right, with 83, Yakuza 6, The Song of Life on PS4.
Not played it because I didn't finish Yakuza 0. So I'm not going to play any more Yakuza games until I actually beat Yakuza 0, which will probably be never.
I have just heard some great things about this from people who love the series. They talk about how it's a great ending to the story.
Yeah, I guess it's like a good ending. I think I beat Yakuza 3 and 4. And okay. I really got into the series. And then I got a copy of 5 for free. And I never played it. Because it came out on the PS3 only. And the PS4 had just launched. And I was like, I'm not going back to my PS3. And then so that's why I was excited about getting Yakuza 0. And then I was going to buy, Yakuza Kiwami. I was going to play through the whole franchise. And I played 0 for probably about 3 hours. And I was like, this is cool. But for some reason, just never hooked me, even though I thought it was cool every time I play it.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's a series. We've talked about this before. I never got into that series. But okay, a few other games in the 83, 82 range. Just Shapes and Beats, Laser League, Unforeseen Incidents. All games that I think will be overlooked completely for Game of the Year discussion on both lists. And then we get to Fortnite. Now, this game technically came out last year, right?
Yeah.
So this won't be on any Game of the Year lists, will it? Or do you think it'll be one of those, they'll create a category for it kind of thing?
It'll be for multiplayer, yeah.
But I just feel like it came out last year, but it wasn't until around Christmas time and then into this year, into 2018, that everyone talks about it. People who don't even know anything about video games know what Fortnite is. People play it on their phones and on their iPads and everywhere.
Battle Royale launched?
Yeah.
If it launched in 2018, then they would probably consider it for like multiplayer Game of the Year.
Okay.
Now,
if nothing else, Fortnite, its release on the Switch was a really big deal. It had like 5 million downloads on day one or something crazy like that. So I could see it being on a Switch list, or I could see them saying, hey, we're going to make an exception because this game really took off in 2018. I think it's a possibility for outlet lists. I have no interest. I tried it out a couple of games. It's not really my thing. I know a lot of, especially young kids, really like it because it's like a non-violent Call of Duty. You know, you can get on there and shoot things, destroy things, whatever else. And they love the Battle Royale mode as well. It's just not for me. Because from my perspective, if you can begin a match, go hide in a corner, and then finish in the top 5, there's something wrong with the game. Like, you don't actually have to play it to do really well. So
yeah, which is stupid. But I actually ended up giving my Switch away to my son for his birthday because... And the reason why this matters is he's not the gamer, and he's actually like super excited about the Switch because he wanted to download Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah, and it plays really well. I got to be clear, it plays really, really well on the Switch. Yeah,
like I went over and saw him today, and that's what he was doing. Yep. He was playing Fortnite on the Switch.
It plays very smoothly on the Switch. Connects just fine. Runs great. So,
yeah.
Super One More Jump, another kind of mobile and Switch game. No one will pay attention to that one. Far Cry 5, though. I think this game will be, if not on overall Game of the Year lists, it will definitely be on like action adventure or first person shooter lists at least. I do think that most of them will have it in their top 10, though, if I had to guess. And it should have a spot in my top 10 somewhere too.
I think it's still number one for me right now. Unless I play God of War again and absolutely love it, Far Cry 5 is my number one. Will it be in other top tens? Maybe like the 10 spot, but
yeah.
I don't think for overall it's gonna place real high. But I do think for like first-person shooters.
For teams like Giant Bomb, they'll find a reason to criticize it and say it's absolute garbage and then say something like, I don't know, The Forest is the best thing ever made, so whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So Unravel 2, I think, could get on there for some sort of multiplayer or indie game list, but probably not overall Game of the Year, even though I have heard it improves on the first game quite a bit. But
yeah, it's not one I care about. And no, I don't think it'll end up on anything, really.
A couple of baseball games, MLB The Show 18 and Super Mega Baseball 2. Both of those have 82, 81 type scores. Again, no game of the year. Sports games don't make game of the year lists, right? I mean,
nope. They have their own category, but that's it.
Right, right. And then we have Bloodstained Curse of the Moon. Even though this scored really well, I think it's just kind of a precursor to the bigger Bloodstained game that everyone's talking about, Ritual of the Night. I do think that one has a chance to be on some game of the year lists if it delivers. Because again, it's a nostalgia thing. I was never a major Castlevania fan, so it won't do it for me. I don't see that being on mine. I'm just saying some outlets, if Ritual of the Night delivers, I could see them loving it because people love their Castlevanias. So,
yep.
All right, moving right along through several of these. Chuchel, Minute, The Dark Side Detective, The Red Strings Club, Rogue Aces, Moonlighter. I don't know much about any of these, so I'm skipping right through those. Those are all right in the 81 range. Guns
Gore. Are we even gamers anymore? I mean, I feel like we only know like 30%.
We're apparently not. We're just mainstream gamers now. Guns Gore and Cannoli 2. I didn't know they made a sequel to that one yet. I do know that people love that those games. They're very violent and very fast-paced and fun, I've heard. That has an 80. Octahedron. Oh, here we go, Derek. The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. Huh?
Yeah.
That's an 80.
Done by my favorite developer, Dilt-Nod or whatever.
The Adventure Pals. A lot of people like that game. That's got an 80. And here we go, buddy. This game that you and I need to finish. What in the world? A Way Out. Its highest score is on PC with an 80. I think the others have it.
One of us found a way out. The other one has not. So it's not happening.
A Way Out of the Closet. Am I right?
Am I right?
Where's my
apparently one of us has gotten in a relationship with Sasan and moved on.
Yeah, that's the saddest thing that's happened this year.
Probably the cute guy without a shirt on right now.
Well, the listeners don't see the video, so they'll just have to guess which one of us we're talking about.
They know which cute guy is not wearing a shirt right now.
Some notable games that are below an 80 average on Metacritic that jumped out to me as I glanced through the list. Detroit Become Human and Onrush, both with 78s. Do you see those being on major lists? Will they be on yours?
Detroit definitely will be. Well, I can't say definitely again by the time the year ends, but I will say for right now, I really like that game. It might be my second or third favorite game so far this year. Onrush is just fun, but it's not a game that I'm going to remember as the end year comes around. It might be one that I talk about for like sports game or arcade racer or something like that. Same thing for, I think, a lot of the news media or games media sites. They might give Onrush a mention, but it's not going to be top 10. And Detroit, I'm really surprised it's a 78. Got to be honest with you.
Well, some people really hated it. Some people really criticized it for a whole number of reasons. Though?
I'm not saying everything's perfect. It's not. There's some cheesiness for sure. But that is a quality game. I think that's
well, people are calling it laughable. Some, those who don't like it, they say it's laughably bad and cheesy. And I just didn't get that. I thought it was wonderfully acted, really amazing visuals. It might win my best visuals, depending on what else comes out. I thought it was great. So
I think it's hatred towards David Cage. I got to say that.
There could be something to that. Yeah.
But I think there are certain people that reviewed that game just that were like, I hate David Cage.
Yep.
He would have to do something amazing, and then
there definitely could be something to that. I loved it. I loved the branching storylines and all the different things that I could go back and re-experience because I made certain choices. Whatever, we've talked about this already. I love that game. Definitely on my top 10 list. I think it will be on most others. Like it'll be down at the very bottom. Like maybe an honorable mention or maybe a 9 or a 10 on some outlets.
I liked it. I will say this though. I do have a critique on it.
Okay.
I thought the game was good enough to draw me in with the mystery and everything that it was doing, and it was very well acted. It is a beautiful game, and it's even though it's not like a game, it's still fun to play, actually.
Yeah, it's not like Telltale. It's not that hands-off.
I thought they did way better than Telltale.
Yep.
But my biggest gripe with the game is the direction it went to towards the end that I was just like, I no longer am invested or even care about what happens. Where I was really into it in the beginning. Yeah. And so it kind of let me down towards the end.
It does go from kind of gritty and feels real to a little bit, at times, a little more rote sci-fi story. But I still liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And Onrush is fun. I can confirm. You convinced me to download it, give it a shot. It is fun. But won't be something I pay much attention to. Jurassic World Evolution kind of released and disappeared from the conversation. It got a 76 on Metacritic. Same with Kingdom Come Deliverance, another 76. I don't think either of those will get much attention.
I couldn't get into Kingdom Come. It was too gamey enough.
Hang on a second, Derek. Look at this. Look at him sitting on the screen there.
I can't.
Is that hilarious?
Can you smile?
Yeah.
All I see is your logo. I don't see.
Well, I've got my camera on.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Look at that face.
I know. He's pudgy. Come on, give us a smile, double chin. Come on.
Nope, you're gone again.
There you go.
Oh, look at the size of that double chin.
He's like, I'm not smiling for you, psychopath. All right. Anyway, sorry for the distraction there. Where were we? Kingdom Come Deliverance, Jurassic World Evolution. I'm still curious about Jurassic World Evolution. I mean, we've talked about this before, where certain genres all of a sudden make you really, you just kind of get the itch for a strategy game or RPG. Sometimes I get the itch for like a city builder type of a game. So this one I'm interested in, but I just don't see myself really going for it. But
so I got a question. Divinity 2 wasn't in there.
Did that come out this year? Right? I think that came out last year.
Maybe it did. I know it's coming out this year for consoles. I thought it came out early this year, though.
I think it was last fall it came out for PC. Like October or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it wasn't on this list. So either that or Metacritic.
That's why I thought it was really weird. I was like, man, that one reviewed really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess it did come out last year.
Yeah. We could fact check it, but I mean, there, what service is there that we could search for something like that? That's crazy. We can't do that.
I know.
Another 76, Mario Tennis Aces. I think this one will be in the conversation for multiplayer and sports games, but that's about it.
What was the game?
Mario Tennis Aces. So, well, I don't think it'll be on game of the year lists for the most part.
Yeah, I like it, but
yeah. Same thing with Kirby Star Allies. I think that'll be on, you know, maybe some Switch lists for certain people. Probably not for most outlets. I know it was kind of a, just like most Kirby games, it quickly is forgotten, and it's kind of fun for little kids. And then EA's indie game however you say it, that one did not deliver the level of excellence that most of us were expecting based on how cool it looked. Same thing with Vampire. So those are sitting at 73 and 72. So I don't know that either of those will be heavily considered with Game of the Year considerations.
I mean, I'm looking forward to giving Vampire an honest shot. What I've played of it so far, I think it's good. I don't have any major complaints, except when I did start it, I was not in the mood for talking games, and it is a lot of talking. But it does have decent combat. It's not great combat, but it's not terrible either. And it's got a cool world. So I think it's one of those games where if people see it's 15, 20 bucks and they're like, well, should I get it? Yes. Yes. Yeah. The answer is yes.
And of course, The Crew 2 came out in June. The 71 Trash. Metacritic average. I don't think it doesn't appear that they've really improved much over the original. So we'll see if that franchise continues after this sequel. Lost Sphere was the spiritual successor to I Am Setsuna. Did not deliver to the same level that Setsuna did. Most of us, me included, were very disappointed with the end result. And I never even bought the full version. I just played enough of the demo to know, you know what, this isn't for me. So that had a 69, as well as Sea of Thieves and State of the K2, two major Xbox One exclusives from 2018. On the one hand, we're all just happy these games finally arrived. Okay, so you got to be excited about that. The Xbox One got some exclusives. On the other hand, Sea of Thieves, while it will win if there's an award for best looking water, or you know, best pirate shanties, it's definitely going to win. Maybe even for me on some of the just general multiplayer fun, you know, if we give some, you know, some nods for that. Sea of Thieves was a fun general multiplayer game. Same as State of Decay 2, except multiplayer was kind of a mess, and single player I quickly sank into the same grind that the original did, where I started to just feel stressed out all the time. Everything's always behind. My people are always upset. Mm-hmm. Like that. Hear that? That's what they sounded like in State of Decay 2. They're always upset.
In State of Decay, you play Moses. So all you do is just hear people bitch and whine.
Basically. But then when you die and someone else takes your place, whatever. State of Decay 2, to me, not that great. Sea of Thieves, I liked, but it won't. As of right now, it's sitting on the very bottom of my top 10. I don't think it's going to last very long because I think there's too many other good games coming out.
I'm definitely disappointed with both of them. They don't have a shot in my top 10. Yeah. I was actually excited about State of Decay 2. I played it once, and I was like, I don't care about this.
Yep, and then of course there were two major bummers for those who were excited for these franchises: Conan Exiles and Metal Gear Survive. Conan Exiles, the highest score I could find for that one was 68 on Metacritic, and Metal Gear Survive sitting at a 60. So neither one of those really delivering what fans wanted. And of course, I have to mention the return of Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn. The highest score I could find for that one was a 55. So some real duds this year as well.
You got that game for free on the Switch. I don't know why.
Oh, I think it's if you bought the NBA Playground. So I probably have it for free too. So there you go. There is, according to Metacritic. And we haven't done a show about our favorite video game outlets before, but that'd be an interesting one too. Like, who do you trust? Right now I like places like Metacritic that take a bunch of different places and they add them all together and average the score. Now, it's not a perfect formula because it gets skewed for so many different reasons. And I think Detroit is a good example of that. But for the most part, it gives you a nice idea of what are some of the best games of the year. So anyway, this is according to Metacritic. There's not really any missing from this list that I wanted to highlight. I am enjoying going back and playing some games from previous years, though. Witcher 3, Legend of Zelda. So I'm enjoying some of those. Oh, and I played, we talked about this earlier this year, Dishonored 2, finally got to that one. So It's been a good year to go back and replay games. I do wonder, when we finally get to the end of the year, will 2018 be anywhere as strong as 2017 was?
Not a chance.
I think there's a chance. I mean, you still got,
for you that likes trash and calls it good, but for somebody like me with actual good taste, no.
That was terrible. So uncalled for, and I demand an apology.
You'll definitely get one. I'm mailing it to you right now.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. If I had to guess, you know what? Instead of me guessing, why don't we each pick the one game coming out second half 2018 that, as of right now, we are most hyped for? Not the next one we're most hyped for, but overall, in the next 6 months, what's the one game that jumps out at you that you can't wait to play?
It's got to be Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
All right. Well, we did love Origins. That was a great game. So I assume this one will be probably very similar. But I'm looking forward to that too.
I don't know if it'll be as good as Origins. I'm hoping it will be a step up, like when it comes to like story and world and all that stuff. But maybe I'll go into this a little more hyped, and so it'll disappoint. Whereas Origins, I was excited for, but I didn't expect to get like a Witcher 3 type experience the way I did. And so now with Odyssey, I'm like, yeah, here's the Witcher right here. Let's go. Let's do it.
You know, it would be interesting, and this could be me forgetting existing Assassin's Creed lore, so I'm sorry, AC fans out there, if I'm messing this up, but this would be interesting if this were the way they're going to introduce the start of the Templars. You know, the same way they introduced start of the Assassin's Creed order in Origins. I wonder if Odyssey somehow would show the start of the Templars. They may have already done that in the previous games, and I just forget. But anyway, I was thinking that. I was like, well, they've already done Origins. This might take place before that. I don't remember. Should this be when the Templars started? That'd be kind of interesting. For me, my most hyped game is Red Dead Redemption 2, without a doubt. Can't wait for that game. We haven't heard anything from Rockstar since the last trailer, and so I'm just holding out hope they don't delay it. But
I'm hoping it comes out on PC.
It probably will in 2019, if I had to guess, right?
Yeah, I've already pre-ordered on Xbox One X.
Yeah,
I pre-ordered a hard copy when I got like $30 in certificates from Best Buy.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm going to probably end up playing it on console, but I would love to play Red Dead on PC.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll have it on my standard PS4 like a loser.
Yes, you will. And I'll be playing Fallout 76 and Rise of, well, not Rise of the Tomb Raider, but the new Tomb Raider.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Yeah.
Yeah. PC.
Yeah.
Master Race. 4K.
As long as you enjoy it, you know, that's all I care about. As long as you enjoy it.
I don't really think you care about my enjoyment, but okay.
I do a little bit, you know. You can tell I'm telling the truth. My voice goes up. Yeah, I care. I care.
It makes me upset I can't see your face because that's how I can read your lies. It's all in your eyes. I read your eyes, Tim. I stare deep into your eyes and I read them.
Deep connection we share.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thanks for hanging out and talking this week. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk with you next time.
Peace out, bro.
Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things here.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?